And I know you are too. I mean, there was only that one day that we were worried when your alarms didn't go off.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, but I mean, yeah, but I'm on time or early.
What is this? Oh, okay. John Bon Jovi says he's had 100 women, which seems low for a rock star. It seems low because...
What do they call it? His body count? They call it his body count.
But, you know, over these last 19 years, I may have mentioned a time or two, 30 or 40, that I used to work for Styx.
Yeah.
Styx! And they were really choir boys. They did not indulge the groupies. Dennis DeYoung.
American band, I'm thinking of...
And take it from me, I'll never forget the song. We toured the state of Florida with, come on, dudes, let's get it,
get it on.
Oh, my God. We toured the state of Florida with Kansas,
mm-hmm.
and I went with them, so I was managing the guest passes at the backstage door after the show.
Yeah.
And there's a sea of young women, most of them under 20, many of them under legal age.
Yeah, sure.
And they are screaming out things. I was shocked.
Well, you need to watch a movie called Almost Famous.
Yeah, I've heard about that one. Yeah. You mentioned that I should, and I should.
It is the autobiography of... help me.
That guy.
Cameron Crowe.
Cameron Crowe, yeah.
Who wrote for Rolling Stone.
Baseball game last night delayed 2 hours by bees.
Ooh.
Wow.
They had to call in an apiarist.
A what?
An apiarist. A beekeeper type who knows how to properly dispose.
Oh, I thought it was somebody who didn't believe
it. And they set up in the net. I mean, they built this massive hide in like warp speed time.
Yeah.
And he comes out and he really hammed it up. He was the hero, right?
Mm-hmm.
Game can't continue until he does his job. He does his job. Then they let him out to throw out the first pitch when the game resumed, which was kind of cool. He got a standing ovation.
I thought it was that other insect infestation
that
we've been talking about.
But I'm seeing more and more online about the cicadas.
Yeah.
Buffalo Bills drafted a guy who's never played football in his life. The Buffalo Bills have never made it to the Super Bowl or won the Super Bowl. And maybe that's why. Here's our Jelly Roll story of the day.
It's the Jelly Roll story.
Jelly Roll and Bunny XO have hall passes. The double get them got Bunny in trouble with Jelly's fans. She posted a TikTok Sunday where she met Chris Cerulli, the lead singer of Motionless in White, one of my favorite bands. She called him her hall pass and said, "You could say we're in love now," even though Jelly wrote, "About time," in the comments. His fans were offended on his behalf. Also, he's the one who set up the meeting. Bunny said it was a joke, but she also knew when pictures are posted of Jelly with his crush Taylor Swift. But when she put, everybody swooned, but when she posted her video with Cerulli, they called her a whore. So, does any of that make sense? Britney Spears called her sister the B word in a new video.
God, what's going on with her?
It sounds like she's swirling the ball again.
Yeah.
I worry that that's going to be one of those tragic died too soon stories, and the cause of death will be fame and fortune. I don't see anything in the odds and ends that particularly looks all that. Sammy Hagar got his star on the Walk of Fame.
Oh, is that right?
And no doubt paid the $15,000 fee to get one because they're not free.
That just like Emmys are not free.
They're not. Let me take a moment. We have also been proudly affiliated with Food Outlet for more than half of these last years, and they're my grocery store. Every Sunday morning when I'm in town, I'm there about 7:30, and I bump into listeners who come in at that time, and it's great. It happened last time I was there, several. It's cost plus 10% pricing that saves you on everything, but you will find, just routinely, whether they're marked down or not, the prices and the quality is top-notch in the meat department. But they also have specials every week. That pile of bacon that I got on Facebook, that's Carolina Pride. Two packages for $7. You can do things like I did today. Get whimsical and cook a whole pack of bacon.
Is that what we just had?
Carolina Pride.
Still a lot of it, by the way.
12 cans of fridge pack Coke products, $4.67. They fit perfectly in that narrow fridge shelf. Just open the one side, and you got a little soda dispensary there. Star Kiss Tuna, chunk light in water, or oil, a buck a can. Mm. Tony's Pizza's 2 for $7. And so many more. In fact, let me hit Food Outlet up on Facebook here and see what else is new. The we're going to give away a $20 Food Outlet gift certificate. I'm having a little trouble navigating this morning because I've got 15 freaking pages open. But let's go to the Food Outlet Travel Facebook page.
Not
yeah,
you.
I do.
No.
Among other things. Actually, the new specials are not posted. I'm sorry. I will find those and get back to you. But we will give away a $20 Food Outlet gift certificate to the correct answer for our pop quiz following random facts next hour. It is now 7:06. Here's Skipper with traffic.
Accident this morning, Highway 31, that's Mobile Highway, as you approach Highway 80. Please watch out for emergency vehicles there. They're saying that is a minor accident. Everywhere else, folks are getting up, getting out on the road. 231 out of Wetumpka beginning to build, as well as 65 southbound into Montgomery. I-85 southbound, light to moderate traffic inbound this morning. And we're busy on Troy Highway and 331 out of Crenshaw County. Keep it here for updates. At McKinnon Toyota, financing's as low as 2.9%. The inventory is rising on Camrys, Corollas, 4Runners, and more. It's worth the drive to McKinnon Toyota, exit 212 off I-65 in Clanton. I'm Wendell J. Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
Honey, I got my bonus check today.
That's great, sweetheart.
Let's book that Hawaiian vacation right now.
Actually, I was thinking more like an electrical upgrade for our house.
What?
It's not all that glamorous, but updating your home's electrical system is a great investment, enhancing its value and your safety. The panel and wiring in most older homes were not designed to meet modern demands. The experts at Crosby Electric can update your system to give you peace of mind.
Sorry, honey, but I just want to feel safe in my own home.
Faulty wiring and electrical equipment are among leading causes of most home fires. Crosby Electric will make sure your panel, meters, circuit breakers, and receptacles are up to date.
I can just see us lying on the beach at Waikiki.
And I can see us lying in our own bed, knowing we're safe.
Okay, but next year...
I'll dance the hula in a grass skirt.
All right!
Sleep well, with no electrical worries. For a free home assessment, visit CrosbyElectric.com.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Goodson Group. Selling a home in the River Region in this market takes some planning and preparation to be successful. Here are some steps to take to get your home sold fast. Remember the 5 P's. Prepare the home. Fresh coat of paint inside and out, and complete any repairs needed. Professionally clean the home. A deep cleaning of floors, cabinets, windows, and blinds will leave a great impression for future buyers. Provide a home warranty for the buyer to give the buyer peace of mind after the closing. Provide a closing cost allowance for the buyer to help them be able to afford your home. Price your home to sell, not sit. A comparative market analysis from a local realtor will demonstrate what other properties have sold for in your neighborhood. Well-priced homes sell faster with less hassle. Houses are selling fast and sellers are getting top dollar. For all the answers, call Bo Goodson at the Goodson Group, 221-2883 or 551-0225.
Big news, part two. Thompson Tractor is having a one-day blowout sale of their huge selection of used equipment, all with greatly reduced prices on the equipment you need to boost your bottom line, like compact track loaders, excavators, dozers, and more. And while you're there, be sure to catch the live demo of the next generation Cat Compact Track Loader. It's bigger, roomier, and more powerful than ever. It's all happening on Thursday, May 9th at Thompson Tractor at Highway 80 East in Montgomery. Call 334-215-5000 for more details.
When you hear people talking about a Krispy Kreme, they're usually referring to the original glazed, made from a recipe dating back to the 1930s. If you haven't had a warm, original glazed donut, you need to try one pronto. Just look for the hot light on at the Krispy Kreme on the Atlanta Highway.
May 1st is Mother Goose Day, a day to share your favorite nursery rhymes with children. Stories like Little Jack Horner, Jack Be Nimble, Jack and the Beanstalk, Jack Sprat, or Jack and Jill. Because if your kids don't know Mother Goose, they don't know Jack.
Brought broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center. This is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
Hey, Goose, time to get going.
Chill out.
7 with SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. On some college campuses, the anti-Israel protests continue, but at New York's Columbia University, police moved in, ending a building occupation and breaking up tent encampments. Dozens of people arrested. Police and riot gear moved in at UCLA following violent clashes between opposing groups. America's top diplomat has arrived at the next stop of his latest Middle East mission. Secretary of State Blinken is now in Israel. More than 20 homes destroyed by a tornado ripped through the small northeastern Kansas City of Westmoreland, where one person was killed. Crews are now combing the debris, looking for anyone who might have been hurt. Florida's ban on most abortions after 6 weeks of pregnancy is now in effect. The new ban includes exceptions for saving the life of a mother, as well as in cases involving rape or incest. Dow futures down 78 points. More details, srnnews.com.
But look around you. Your family, your faith, they're not in the way. They are the way.
From the creators of Jesus Revolution comes the incredible true story.
It's going to be dangerous and scary and giving up. It's not an option.
The story of one family's journey from down under to center stage. Unsung Hero, a For King and Country film starring Candace Cameron Bure and Terry O'Quinn. In theaters now. Visit unsunghero.movie to learn more. Rated PG. Parental guidance suggested.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggie supplements. Changing the world one life at a time.
I've been taking it for a while now. I feel better. I live on the Balance of Nature. I plan on taking it forever.
I've been a very happy customer. I like the product, and I'm telling a lot of people about it.
Go to balanceofnature.com and get 35% off plus $10 off any additional sets as a preferred customer by using discount code BALANCE.
Are you looking for the college experience without having to actually go to class? Then enroll in Protester University. At PU, we'll teach you about causes you can protest, even if they have nothing to do with you.
When I learned yesterday about an ancient conflict involving nobody I know thousands of miles away, I enrolled at PU.
Take classes on blocking classrooms while learning how to disrupt learning.
We shut down the poli-sci department and camped in the lecture hall. It was awesome!
PU offers courses in cardboard sign making and rhyme chanting, and financial aid is available if your parents are willing to pay 100% of all costs.
Hey, Mom, can you put money in my Venmo? We need beer and pizza for tonight's protest.
And scholarships are available to parents with directionless children.
I just wanted him out of my basement and doing something. Thanks, PU.
Find your future while disrupting someone else's at Protester University.
7:13 on News Talk 93.1 FM. When you were setting up the timeline, did you mention that today is also National Interpreter Appreciation Day?
I didn't mention that one because the list was a mile long, so I edited that one.
You get one guess who's not celebrating that today. Shohei Ohtani. Duh. 40-year-old, oh God, I saw this the other day too. Mm. Drunks playing a game in Yellowstone National Park, kicking bison.
Oh, yeah, and one got injured by a bison who got really angry.
And you know how much...
Yeah, you
know how much
bison, you're going to make them angry.
Yeah, they're sizable beasts, and if you piss one off and it gores you, zero sympathy from me.
And I imagine if you're drunk, you're not very good at running away.
No, probably not.
It's amazing the level of the... If we had a dipstick to measure the stupid, it would have to be a mighty long one. We are at 7:14. Random facts ahead. A chance to win a $20 Food Outlet gift certificate with our pop quiz question coming up right now.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Riverside Chevrolet Wetumpka. If it's Chevy, it's Riverside. Best price, best selection. Check them out on the web at riversideusa.net.
Do cars still have dipsticks? Because I used to, you know, grew up checking the dipstick.
Yeah.
I imagine they do.
Oil levels.
Yeah. I really haven't checked my oil in a long time, but yeah.
I let Don Duncan.
I was going to say, yeah, it gets checked because I go in and have the oil changed, but I haven't actually checked it.
Right. Okay. Just curious. Hey, officially we have a dense fog advisory in effect, but we look out this window and it's just perfect. And by the way, you know, Maxwell's visibility is a quarter of a mile. They're near the river, but it's unrestricted visibility at Montgomery and Prattville Airports, MGM. And by the way, unrestricted pilots know is 10 miles. So our forecast, mostly sunny, very warm today with a high around 88. Mostly clear, mild tonight, low 64. So we're starting May, but it's almost like we're starting June. Thursday's high near 90. Same thing Friday. Mostly sunny. Risk of some widely scattered, spotty, random showers and storms. What does that sound like? It sounds like a summer forecast. Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, but a low-end rain chance with a high in the upper 80s here in central Alabama, near 80 on the coast. And right now this morning with fog, I guess in a few spots, it's 66 now at 716.
For the lowest prices around on flooring and DIY flooring installation supplies, Budget Floors and More is your new best friend. Luxury vinyl plank, carpet, ceramic tile, floor installation supplies, and more with prices lower than the big box stores. Budget Floors and More, Hunter Lane, across from Del Rey to Publix.
All right, guys, I'm going to ambush you with something that's happening at 8 o'clock this morning.
Oh.
We've got
some stars coming in?
Yeah, we've got some kids who are going to be putting on grease.
It is the word.
It is the word. And we might even get a live performance here today. I want to get the details. This is going to be, I believe, a production in Tallahassee. Yes.
Coming up.
The 5th and 6th at Tallahassee High School. And I believe the director's coming along with two of the performers. And we'll probably get a live musical performance out of this, too.
How about that?
So that is this morning. They'll be here around 8 o'clock. And we haven't done something like that in the studio in a long, long time.
I can't remember. It's been a while.
So yeah. I am looking forward to it. Don, Dr. Allmark, and Auto and Tire, they're the people to partner up with in the ongoing maintenance of your car. Don can tell you whether or not you have a dipstick. And so can the certified technicians at all three locations who can diagnose any issue. We see the lights come on or we get a warning of some kind. I don't know what it means. All I know is I don't want to let it flash for the next 3 weeks until the real problem becomes a very expensive repair. Get to one of his three locations. I know it's, getting your car taken care of can be an inconvenience, but they try to take that excuse away by offering to get you to your next destination, work, back to your house, whatever, so you continue with your day while they take care of the repair need. Certified technicians doing that. When you need tires, Don has direct relationships with all the major manufacturers, so you get a wholesale price on your favorite brands, and they always include a price that includes installation. No games or gimmicks with Don Duncan All-American Auto and Tire. Three locations to serve you, from high atop Mount Duncan next to the ski lift there on the hill behind the McDonald's on Highway 14, downtown at 408 Madison. If you work for the government or anywhere downtown, that's perfect. Yeah. And then Southeast Montgomery, taking care of you from Bell Road, just north of Vaughan. Right now at 7:18, we've got your Blue Water News with Sky, and then we'll come back with part one of Random Facts with the $20 Food Outlet Pop quiz question to follow.
News is brought to you by the Johnny Adams Law Firm, your Alabama personal injury lawyer.
From the Blue Water Broadcasting News Center, here's today's top stories. Millbrook police have opened an investigation after a woman reported her home was shot into at least 11 times. The incident happened in the 3100 block of Sandtown Road. Two neighboring houses were also hit by gunfire. No injuries were reported from any of the homes. The Alabama Department of Corrections announced a contraband arrest at the Elmore Correctional Facility on Tuesday. Canine tracking dogs discovered Keontae Jamal Shipp on the grounds with several packages wrapped in duct tape. Shipp was charged with trafficking marijuana, promoting prison contraband, and criminal trespassing. The Montgomery Career Center and the City of Montgomery are hosting a community job fair Thursday. Both private and government employers will be on hand from 9 a.m. till 2 p.m. The fair will be held inside the Crampton Bowl Multiplex, located at 1037 Pelham Street. From the Blue Water Broadcasting News Center, I'm Sky Mosley.
Have you been injured at a place of business? Call me, Attorney Johnny Adams.
Call Johnny Adams Law Firm at 50-
representation is made that the quality of legal services provided is greater than the quality of legal services provided by other lawyers.
We see it every day. A guy comes into the men's clinic and guess what? The pills quit working, or they're sick of the side effects. And you know what else we see? Guys not confident in their relationship. At Montgomery Men's Health, we're the leaders in bedroom confidence. Understanding if you even need ED or low T treatment should be the first step, and the next should be choosing the treatment or treatment combination to build your confidence. Our urologist and physician group is offering professional modern treatments with success rates as high as 92% and decades of experience. Our doctors are not going to send you an email with what might work for most people. We are results-driven, concierge. You don't pay for medication. It's included. But you invest in the time it takes to get you where you want to be. We've built an experience with discretion that takes the worry out of going to the doctor. In fact, we've normalized it for guys all over Montgomery. Come see our friendly team in Montgomery and find out why we've been number one in men's health for years. Get a consultation and low-T blood work with results on your first visit for $99. Get your confidence back in the bedroom and beyond. Go to MontgomeryMen'sHealth.com and book your appointment today. MontgomeryMen'sHealth.com.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
That sound good to you, Joey?
On FM, on your smartphone, and online, the River Region's most trusted voice, News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
It's May 1st, the greatest day ever. On the 1st of May, 1960, the first American U-2 spy plane was shot down. The U-2 was surprisingly brought down in the name of love and crashed where the streets have no name. And to this day, the U-2 salvage crews still haven't found what they're looking for. Have a great May 1st, the greatest day ever.
And now, you two are invited to join the powers of learning
and random facts.
You two. And you met you two, us, and the group.
What other? There was another thing in there. The powers.
The powers.
Francis Gary Powers.
Oh, yeah. This is the day of the U2.
Shot down.
Shot down.
Yeah.
Wow. There was so much packed into that.
It was stuffed all right. I love the things get him worked up. It's...
Bono's birthday is this month.
Yeah.
I think on the 10th.
Yeah. I've already did that.
You've already gone that far? Yeah. Yeah,
that timeline.
Did you know the origin of the sweatshop?
Okay.
It was in the 19th century when new technology like sewing machines made mass production possible. Sweating was defined by the British Parliament as work carried on for inadequate wages and for excessive hours in unsanitary conditions.
I could almost be here.
That was Rich Thomas. Yeah, in case right. Upper level Mangelman is listening, if there's any discipline.
I was thinking of cleanliness.
What does he care? He's going to the. He's leaving tomorrow.
To where?
I was. On a jet plane. No.
Yeah. He's going to the beach.
No.
Oh, that's right. He'll be untouchable for 4 days.
Yeah.
I was thinking of the our break room.
That's where the breakfasts are made.
I know. But it's not always the cleanest.
I wiped the counter down before I came in the back into the studio.
Yeah, but open that drawer.
That drawer needs some.
All right. I'm responsible. Clean the damn drawer.
That drawer needs a little work.
Sweatshop.
I'll bring in the pressure washer.
That might not be enough.
And the paint scraper. A sandblaster. Did you know? First off, did you know that the guy that wrote Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory also wrote a James Bond film?
Really?
Roald Dahl.
I don't know that one.
Well, that's the guy's name.
Oh.
He's an author.
What's his name?
Roald Dahl, R-O-A-L-D-D-A-H-L. He wrote that. He wrote James and the Giant Peach. He wrote a couple of other things. Basically kids stuff. Except he did write a James Bond film, You Only Live Twice, from 1967. He was given a formula for how the Bond girls worked. So he was told that the first Bond girl that comes in there, you gotta kill her. The enemy has to kill her, preferably in Bond's arms. That has to happen. The second Bond girl that comes in should be an enemy that Bond somehow seduces, but also dies. And then the third Bond girl that you bring in survives to the end of the film. So that was apparently the formula.
That's the template for, I saw that for Bond girls.
I was working on some stuff last night, and I had Skyfall. I just popped the TV on.
Oh, really? Playing. A Bond film? Yeah, nice.
Ponderous, though, and of course.
Who was Bond in that movie?
Craig.
Yeah, Daniel Craig. With his what's the word? His kind of Neanderthal features.
He's not as polished
as Sean Connery.
As certainly not the previous Bond.
Pierce Brosnan.
He doesn't hold up to like the polish of Pierce and Sean. I mean, maybe a Dalton.
Sean Connery, I would say, would be the one that
he was definitive.
He was very good.
Did you know? Apparently, and I don't remember this, there was some hysteria of the 1980s called the Satanic Preschool. The Satanic Preschool hysteria of the 1980s.
What?
People were convinced that satanic rituals were being performed on their kids.
What?
The reason being is because there was one woman who made accusations, which led to an investigation. The investigation then pressured kids into confessing things that weren't true.
Wow.
It put a bunch of pressure on children, and in order to, they just said, yeah, sure, that happened, yeah. Just they said whatever to get themselves out of the situation that was going on.
Yeah.
Anyway, it never actually took place, but I didn't know about this. The preschool, satanic preschool.
Wow.
Hysteria of the 80s.
Wow.
Did you know Audrey Hepburn? What was her first starring role?
Olive Oil?
No. Huh? I'm not sure I get the... Were you making a thing there that I missed? Did it go over my head?
I was joking, yeah.
Yeah.
Audrey Hepburn.
She was skinny enough to play Olive Oil.
Ah, gotcha. No, her first starring role came from a film in 1953.
She a kid?
No, I don't think so. Roman Holiday.
How about that?
Yeah.
I've
seen it.
That was a pretty big film.
It was. Gregory Peck insisted that Audrey's name appear before the film's title in a font as large as his.
Wow.
He said, and I'm quoting, "You've got to change that because she'll be a big star and I'm going to look like a big jerk."
Good point.
She won an Oscar for that film.
How about that? First time out.
Right? So, yeah, Gregory Peck knew what he was talking about.
Rookie of the year.
Did you know American chemist Gilbert Lewis was nominated for the Nobel Prize in Chemistry every year from 1922 until 1946?
Wow.
But he never won it.
He's like the Susan Lucci.
Susan Lucci of the Nobel Prize.
Nobel chemist for chemistry, yeah.
He died in 1946, which is why he stopped getting nominated, apparently.
Oh, man.
Some say his death may have been a suicide.
Definitely get to me.
Yeah. How many times do I have to do something amazing to get nominated and not win?
Right.
From 22 to 46, 20 years. 20 years in a row the guy got nominated. At least 20 years in a row he got nominated. Let's go back to Roald Dahl again. That author.
Yeah.
Ish.
He attributed his creativity, again, he's the guy that wrote Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory, James and the Giant Peach. There's probably a number, the BFG, the Big Friendly Giant. These were all children's things. But he attributed the creativity that he had to a head injury. He sustained a head injury after he crashed his plane during World War II.
Wow.
And that's where he attributes the creativity that he got. Was from that. Coming up on Random Facts, we're going to tell you a random fact about typewriters. Do any of you own a typewriter?
Oh, yeah. Sure.
Oh, I...
Starting with a Tom Thumb when I was a little boy.
Yeah.
But then...
That was my first two. Eventually, all caps.
No, I mean, do you own a typewriter right now?
Do I own a typewriter? No.
But...
Yeah, that's what I meant.
In the course of my career, because I needed it to write quickly and produce, was the IBM Selectric with the ball.
Mm-hmm.
And I bought two of those. Those are... about $600-$700 each.
There's a massive one.
It's amazing to see that ball dance around.
I've got a massive one out in the storage in the back. I say it's massive, but I mean it was. I don't know. You can't see what I'm the shape that I'm holding here, but I mean it was gigantic and heavy. It had a cover over it. It wasn't the ball. It was the levers that would, you know, smack the page.
But yeah, the women who could, and a lot of them were women, who could be proficient at it. And I'm thinking of the movie with Churchill, The Darkest Tower. She was amazing. I mean, to watch somebody perfection on a typewriter is just incredible without making mistakes.
Yes.
Yeah, so we got a random fact about typewriters. We're going to give you a random fact about Starbucks. We've got a random fact about humans, killer whales, and narwhals, something we all share, and that the three of us share. We will tell you about the first presidential library. Do you know? Well, we'll get to that.
Okay.
And moonshine. That's all coming up on Random Facts.
You ever had any moonshine?
I'm sure at some point
I've seen it.
It's pretty awful.
Sip out of the jar and it's disgusting.
It's disgusting.
I went to a Benchmark birthday party a number of years ago. It was over by Garrett Coliseum. Mm-hmm. I will not mention the celebrant, but I do know this. They had two huge coffee, you know, like for a giant party things. One was very blue. And one was very, very red. And I said, is that Kool-Aid? And they said, no. I forget there's a nickname for it, but it's moon.
Yeah.
And that's what everybody was drinking.
It's kind of like Everclear.
It spun out of control pretty quickly.
Hunch punch. College days.
We had a bad day in the market yesterday, and it's not off to a flying start today. The guy that analyzes all that info for us is Brant McDonald. By the way, I want to congratulate Brant. He called yesterday's drop on Tuesday before it happened. He was expecting it. Mm-hmm. They do great research there at Invest Advisors to look out for their clients. I am one of them. 387-0094, with all you hear in the news about the crazy twists and turns money is taking these days, it wouldn't hurt to sit down and just talk with somebody and see if there isn't a match there helping you navigate your financial future. The number to make the appointment, no obligation, no sales pitch, just a meeting. 387-0094 as we hit the traffic junction. 733.
Well, in the Montgomery area, we are just very busy this morning. I-65 and 85 loaded up as usual for this time of day. The boulevard's light to mostly moderate traffic flow. We do have a couple of accidents, one on Highway 31 coming out of Pine Level. This is going to be right before Laurel Hill Drive as you head to I-65. Minor accident, but we are showing a bit of a slowdown there. And we have an accident on Highway 14 in the vicinity of Highway 111. Please use caution there. Buckle up. Be safe. We're very busy everywhere this morning. Enroll now at Trentham State Community College. Your ticket to success awaits. Trentham State has the programs you need for higher education or career advancement. Enroll today at TrenthamState.edu. Wendell Chase, Skywatch Traffic.
Hi there, I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage.
And I'm Madeline Cannon, and we have some exciting news to share with you. We've been serving the state of Alabama for many, many years, and now we are able and ready to offer the same great mortgage financing in Georgia and Florida as well.
Our company may be Alabama Home Mortgage, but now we can finance your Georgia home mortgage and your Florida home mortgage too. We couldn't be more excited to extend our customer base to our neighboring states. For years, we have had customers call us in hopes we could assist them with purchasing their vacation cabin in North Georgia or their dream home in Florida, and now we can. For those of you who have family and friends that live in Florida and Georgia, be sure to tell them the good news.
Whether you are looking to purchase or refinance a home located in Alabama, Georgia, or Florida, you owe it to yourself to give Alabama Home Mortgage a call at 567-4223. That's 567-4223, or visit us online at myalabamahomemortgage.com to complete an application on your time.
It's not just a slogan. Call Alabama Home Mortgage because, folks, there is a difference in mortgage companies. NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
Montgomery, I just have one question. What kind of car are you shopping for? If you want new Toyotas,
pre-owned vehicles, and our best customer service and prices, it's all here at Toyota of Montgomery. No matter what you're looking for, the selection of new Toyotas are huge. Shop every model in every trim. Camry, Corolla, Tundra, Highlander. Plus, get an exceptional value with our certified pre-owned vehicles. They'll look, drive, and even smell brand new. The only difference is they cost thousands less. So what car are you shopping for? Chances are you can get it and save big on it at Toyota of Montgomery. Because it's all here. Big selection, great values, and exceptional customer service. Hurry to Toyota of Montgomery on East Boulevard, exit 6 off 85. Part of the Sutherland Automotive Group. Online at toyotamontgomery.com.
Live Sunday, September 15th at the Montgomery Performing Arts Center, it's the Randy Travis More Live Tour, featuring a special appearance by Randy Travis.
Forever and ever, amen.
Come see Randy's longtime touring band, along with his co-star in The Price, James Dupree, as they perform all 16 of Randy's iconic number one hits.
My love is deeper than the holler, stronger than the river.
Sunday, September 15th at the Impact, the Randy Travis More Life Tour. Tickets available at the box office or online at Ticketmaster.com.
Are you tired of the mainstream media's biased reporting? Do you want to stay informed on the news that really matters to you? Look no further than 1819 News. At 1819 News, we bring you the latest in Alabama news, politics, sports, culture, and more. We've assembled a team of journalists with Alabama values dedicated to the truth and the truth alone. Visit us at 1819news.com today. That's 1819news.com. Subscribe to our newsletter. Honest News, Alabama values.
When news happens, you'll hear about it first. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
And now...
Is everybody done?
Not if they pay attention to...
Random facts.
That fit very nicely.
That's right.
Yeah.
All right, typewriters. Did you know this about typewriter manufacturers? They make models with transparent cases.
That's kind of cool.
Yeah. Why do you think they would do that?
That's a question I can't answer.
I guess to see the efficiency of if it's working right. I don't know.
You'd think, but nope, not at all. What? It's for prisons.
Oh, wow.
Inmates, yeah. They make transparent cases for use by inmates in U.S. correction institutions where computers are restricted.
Huh.
So, they're not allowed to use computers, but they can use a typewriter.
But again, so the transparency, why in a prison?
So that you can see through it, so that you can see that they're not hiding anything in the cases or trying to, yeah.
Oh,
that's so that it can... It's kind of like the clear bag policy whenever you go to a, you know...
Any
kind of concert event, stuff like that, clear bag policy.
Mm-hmm.
Did you know where Starbucks gets their name from?
Where Starbucks gets their name from?
Uh-huh.
I do not know.
You got to be a avid reader to know this one. Either of you avid readers?
No.
I'm semi-avid.
Half-avid?
Yeah.
Starbucks is named after a character in Moby Dick.
Starbucks?
Yeah.
I did not know that.
The first mate of the Pequod in Herman Melville's classic novel Moby Dick is named Starbuck.
Wow.
And so that's where they get their name from.
Oh, wow.
It could have been Ishmael?
Yeah, it could have been Ishmael, but no. That was not the case. You could have walked into, you know, come get your Ishmael coffee. Where'd you get that name from? Well, that would be really obvious, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
Did you know humans, killer whales, narwhals, and a few other types of toothed whales are the only mammal species known to undergo this process?
Okay.
Humans, killer whales, narwhals, and other types of toothed whales are the only mammal species to undergo this process. You going to throw me something?
I was going to guess.
Okay, I was going to give you another modifier
okay.
to it.
Right.
It might help. Females.
Puberty.
Menopause.
Oh, well, I only missed by one.
Just the older puberty.
Yeah. The reverse puberty.
Not the younger puberty, the older puberty.
What the hell's a narwhal?
Oh, look it up. Narwhals. I'm surprised you don't know it. This will be great.
I know they don't have menopause.
No, they do undergo menopause.
Oh, they do?
Yeah.
Oh.
They look like seals, but they have a horn.
Oh.
They're like the unicorns of the sea.
Narwhals.
These are narwhals.
Oh.
Yeah. And then they got a horn.
Interesting.
Nice spiky thing on the end.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's pretty. Narwhals are pretty cool. Narwhal. Did you know Lucretia Garfield?
Lucretia Garfield.
Do you know who she was?
I can't say for sure.
Yeah, the last name ought to give it to you. She is the widow of James A. Garfield.
Oh, okay.
Lucretia Garfield. She effectively established the first presidential library. By overseeing the construction of a library that was on her property to house all of her husband's books and presidential documents. So, next time somebody says the first presidential library was established for which president? Garfield.
Garfield. Yeah. He was a cool cat. Hey.
Hated Mondays, though.
When you were doing the thing on Moby.
Yeah.
Somebody was telling me about this weird dream they had, and they mentioned a creature called the Axolotl.
Oh, Axolotl.
Lotl,
yeah.
What is that?
I never heard of it before.
Oh, they're cute little things.
In this dream, it was a big pink axolotl.
What's the good-looking one you had the other day, the cute little animal you had the other
day? That was a quokka.
Quokka.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Axolotls, and I'm pulling one up here for you.
Quokka, quokka. With a quokka, quokka.
Yeah, they're really, really, really cute.
Oh, you undersell them. Cute, they are.
Adorable.
There he is.
Oh, look at that.
Wow.
That's my first axolotl.
Hey.
They are. Wow, I've never seen one before.
Yeah, they're really, they're really, really cute little underwater animals.
The one in this dream, though, was pink.
Oh, yeah? They kind of have a pink.
That was pinkish.
Yeah, they have a pinkish color to them.
Yeah.
They can also have other kind of different colors, a darker color too.
See, even at my slightly advanced age, you can still learn new things.
I know, right?
It's in the salamander family.
Mm. There's a couple of them big things in Skyfall. I was sort of paying attention. One of them tried to eat one of the bad guys.
Oh, wow. As of 2020, the axolotl was near extinction.
Oh, we hate to hear this.
Yeah. Due to the urbanization in Mexico City and consequent water pollution. And also invasive species of other fish as well. It is critically endangered in the wild. I did not know this about the axolotl. It's sad. They're so cute. Anyway, let's see. Where's my next one here? Hang on. I got signed out, and now I have to sign back in. And it's taking a minute to get me signed back in. I don't know why it does that. Thank you, Google, for whatever reason. Okay, final random facts for you.
Yeesh.
Did you know that while moonshine is illegal nationally in the United States, there are four states where it is legal to create moonshine for personal use?
Okay.
Care to throw out a guess on those states?
I'm going to say Tennessee.
Tennessee is not on the list.
Tennessee still has a lot of dry counties, believe it or not.
I know. It really
does. In fact, I would say there's not really a southern state on this list.
A dry county where they make Jack Daniels.
Yeah.
Like exactly, that. Yeah. I'm going to guess Montana.
It's an M state, but it's not Montana.
Minnesota?
You're close again.
Michigan?
No.
New Jersey?
New Jersey.
New York City. No.
Man.
Throw some other M states out there.
We did Montana.
North Carolina.
Come on, there's at least two.
Maine.
No, not Maine. What's the other some other states.
All right, we're not moving until we get this figured out.
In fact, these four
states. Ohio, that's where we're from the three states.
These four states that we have, two of them start with an A, two of them start with an M.
Alaska.
Alaska's one of them.
Okay.
Okay.
Alabama.
Alabama's not on the list. No southern states. There's this other A state. It's not really. It's a western state. It's not a southern state.
What's this other M state?
Oh, an A.
Idaho. Wyoming.
Are you killing me?
There's a massive city in one of them. A massive city in one of them.
Los Angeles.
No. It's not a state.
I'm just throwing an M on everything I can think of to come up with this. We cannot proceed. The place where all the girls like to go, Mentucky.
You've got one A state that you haven't gone with, and
one M. We're still late. We're looking for the
There's
other.
Two M's.
But I named one.
No, you named Alaska.
Oh.
We still haven't gotten the two M states.
We're not moving until we get this figured out.
Missouri?
Yes, that's one.
Okay.
Name the other one that has a massive city in it.
Manzus?
It's got a baseball stadium in it. It's got a really famous bar.
It's not Maine. It's not
Massachusetts.
Yes.
Oh,
good Lord.
Gosh.
Massachusetts and Missouri. The other A state was Arizona.
Oh, my God.
I would have gotten there eventually.
Why I couldn't think of a western state that started with an A in Arizona.
Alaska, Arizona, Massachusetts, and Missouri. That was fun, though. Name an M state. And you named a bunch of M states, but like two of them you couldn't come up with. I realized yesterday, by the way, that there is no number that has the letter P in it.
That's like a bonus random fact.
I'm just sitting there, and I was like, there's not a number that you can spell that contains a P. Until you get into... You know, trillion, billion. Eventually, you get to septillion.
Yes.
Which is massive.
Yeah.
But for the most part, there's no, you know, 1 to 100, that sort of thing. There's no P. Anyway, those are all of your random facts.
There's no P.
We have guests at the door. I'm going to go get them.
They will be hanging out for a bit. That's our Grease guests celebrating. Talisi's got a brand new $21 million Performing Arts Center opening up. That's one reason why we're helping them celebrate. Yeah,
very
we
cool.
want to highlight the youth, and this is a great way to celebrate an anniversary.
I've spoken at the school there several times because of Michael Bird.
And Michael Bird, by the way, is retiring, and that's a loss to that school system.
Oh, I didn't know that.
It is.
He's still got a Saturday morning radio program over there.
I know. He is.
The Talisi station.
He used to do one here, and it was amazing the things that he could do on a Saturday morning. All by himself. We used to joke that he had the networks here. There was always TV stay. He was a great self-promoter. Let's take a moment to thank Donnie and Brandon Turner, the family at Montgomery Paint and Body that's done such a fantastic job in taking wrecked cars and making them look good as new or maybe better. Long before I got here, I did eventually become a customer and more than once. And it's their standard. When you get to know Donnie, and I have, and he's an amazing man, and you get to know that there are certain things about Donnie that he will not compromise when it comes to personal values and moral issues. He will not do anything shady. He will not cut a corner because he has a conscience. And that conscience of Donnie's is what's produced the results that MPB enjoys as one of the best, not only here, they're recognized all over the country for their excellence. One of America's biggest insurers shot video there to show other body shops, this is what we expect from you. So they're an example to their industry. So here's the deal. If your car is not drivable, have it towed to MPB on the Boulevard East Shirley Lane. If it's drivable, get the claim number from your insurance rep and turn the situation over to Donnie and Brandon, and they will take it from there. 27 Rec with a W for MPB on the Boulevard at East Shirley Lane. Is this a contestant or just...
I don't think it's a contestant, no.
Frankie.
Hey, good morning.
Morning.
I hate this because this is really going to embarrass Jay, but, when you have the authority on all things vague, esoteric, and useless on the line, you know, something's going to happen and feelings are going to get hurt.
Oh, okay. What happened?
So what?
You got a lot of numbers before septillion.
Oh, I'm sure you do. I'm sure you do. But I couldn't think of any that have a P in it. I was thinking of like...
One Mississippi, two Mississippi, three Mississippi,
see what you did there?
Four Mississippi. And listen, for what you guys pay me to call in...
That was funny.
Exactly what you're paying for.
Send me have that. A good one. Send me that link.
I will.
That was great, Frank. Yeah, Thank you.
That was awesome. By the way, yeah, Rich just, I saw this on New York Post.
He's a friend of mine, Rob Marciano.
He got fired for anger issues.
Wow.
Yeah.
I've heard you mention that guy's name before.
He's a friend of mine. We
for crying out loud. Didn't copy the link.
Interesting.
What are we doing? Oh, we're doing the pop quiz.
Yeah.
What are we doing?
We're running a little bit behind, and it's my fault. It is time for that $20 Food Outlet Pop Quiz question with Quizmaster Jay.
Earlier on in Random Facts, we learned that what Audrey Hepburn's first film was. What movie was Audrey Hepburn's first film?
And for extra credit, who did she star with?
Yeah, throw that out.
And how many states start with the letter M and A? 272-9228, 272-9228. We'll be right back after traffic.
Traffic is brought to you by Bath Innovations.
When you need a renovation without the complications, call Bath Innovations today.
Minor accident earlier with Wetumpka, Highway 14 in the vicinity of Highway 111. Please use caution there. Highway 31 out of Pine Level this morning. If you're headed to I-65 right before Laurel Hill Drive, we have an accident there. A little bit of a backup in traffic. And in Montgomery, light to mostly moderate traffic. A little bit of slow traffic, 85 southbound right by Chantilly to Taylor. I-65 southbound across the River Bridge. A little busy there this morning. No major problems. Keep it here. We'll keep you updated. Larry Liveoak, been insuring the River Region since 1988, customizing your insurance needs, giving you the perfect plan. Liveoak Insurance, Main Street in Millbrook, 285-2881. I'm Wendell J. Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
All right, Darren is going to be first up, too. You got that, didn't you?
From Bewitched, there were two Darrens. Right?
Yeah. Hey, Darren.
Hey.
Hey, sir.
What's up? Need the winning answer.
What do you think?
Is Roman Holiday.
Roman Holiday. Yeah, who did she star with?
I can't remember that, but I know it was
Dexter's Doll. That's okay. That's all right. You won.
Yeah. Hang on. $20 Food Outlet gift certificate is yours. Uncle Ron.
Hey.
Good morning.
Hey, man, we just did this one. Name three states where moonshine is allowed for personal consumption. Some start with M, some start with an A. Give me three states where moonshine...
We're only on the air till 9, Rich, so...
Massachusetts.
Yes.
Missouri.
Yes.
Alaska and Arizona.
Oh, you're good. Yeah, you got it.
Bonus entry, the grand prize.
In Tombstone, that'll really kill you.
Oh, man. Yeah,
sure it does. Probably a little snake venom in it, too.
Yeah.
Thanks, J-Tom.
Happy anniversary.
Thank you, sir.
First presidential library. What president?
You guys blew my mind this morning. All the conversations I forgot, but it's an old one.
Okay. Where did Starbucks get its name? Do you remember?
Moby Dick.
Moby Dick, correct. Yes, you
good
got
work.
It.
Good work. And then we wrap up with a visit to Backup Steve.
Hey, Backup Steve.
Hey, good morning, Greg. You always, you two have the power to do great random fact convoluted intro there every morning.
You too, my friend.
See what you did there.
Yeah.
I thought getting the Gary Powers name in there was key.
That was a hidden one. That was one that Rich found as you were going through there. That was really cool.
So the guy who wrote James Bond movie, You Only Live Twice, also wrote this famous movie.
Yep, that was the guy that Roald Dahl.
Yeah, that's he, it's correct.
He was also responsible for the wasn't it Dr. Seuss? He was also Dr. Seuss.
Oh, okay, I didn't know that. But Willy Wonka is what I was looking for. But
yeah,
that's okay.
Willy Wonka.
You got it. You got it.
All righty, have a great day.
Thank you. You too.
All right, we move on now from random facts to
Rich Thomas weather brought to you by Clark Heating, Air, and Plumbing. It's time to get your cooling system ready for the long, hot summer. Call today about the advantages of the Clark Club membership to be sure you're covered. Call 277-2125. Better call Clark. Alabama certification number 09098.
I think we could stop talking about the fog issue. Really, the only airport where it has restricted visibility a quarter of a mile is Maxwell. But otherwise, on this first day of May, it feels like the first day of June. Mostly sunny, very warm with a high around 88. Mostly clear, mild tonight. Overnight low 64. Tomorrow, on the second day of May, high temperature near 90. Same thing on Friday. Mostly sunny. Risk of some widely scattered spotty random storms over the weekend, just like you would see on a summer day, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. But really low-end rain chances with upper 80s over the weekend, near 80 down on the coast. Right now this morning, we have 66 at 7:55.
Whether you're buying a home or auto or consolidating debt, CBNS Bank's personal loans get you where you need to go. Go to cbsbank.com to find a location near you or apply online today. All loans subject to credit approval, member FDIC, and equal housing lender.
And now you guys in the back, please bring him back.
All hail Jay! All hail Jay! All hail Jay!
All hail Jay.
Why, thank you very much. Here to talk to you about Seafood Bistro. We're going to give away a $20 gift certificate coming up next hour. For this place. Had a few people pick up their prizes yesterday talking about the Seafood Bistro. Looking forward to going over there and enjoying the food and spending their $20 on, God, the options that you have are a lot. The Cajun cheese curds and the appetizers, the corn nuggets, the jalapeno poppers, the bacon cheddar fries, the fried pickles, the dragon shrimp as well. Those are just appetizers. You can go salads if you want to do that. They've also got some great, just, you know, if you want to make your own salad, you can do that. There's tons of toppings to go on it. The side items, onion rings, coleslaw, fried okra, hush puppies, mac and cheese. You can get one of the boil bags or the po' boys. The po' boys are great. The dragon shrimp po' boys is the first thing I ever had at the Seafood Bistro. But they got them in a bunch of different varieties. Gator, mahi-mahi, oyster, salmon, tilapia, whitefish as well. See the entire menu online by going to theseafoodbistro.com. Google their name. You'll find them. You can also use the delivery apps on your phone to look at that menu as well. Or just go by, you know, take some time. Sit down, enjoy a lunch inside the restaurant there. 1651 Perry Hill Road is where they're located. They'll open up at a day at 11 a.m. as they do Monday through Saturday. Closed on Sundays. 279-7500 is their number. Online at theseafoodbistro.com. Don't forget to like and follow them on Facebook.
All right, coming up after the top of the hour, and we're running a little bit behind, we have a couple of students joining us to discuss the first musical in the brand-new $21 million Tallahassee Performing Arts Center. And this is an arrangement made by, since its anniversary day, somebody that goes all the way back to the beginning would be Mike Bird, extraordinary teacher, a fine broadcaster, and a general media maven, Bubba Meisser. Anyway, we have Sarah Jane Patterson and Trevor Towery that come in to talk about their roles, and they will sing on air on command.
Sing on command.
Yes. So they will we'll be making room for them in the studio here over the next couple of minutes, and I'm going to go set a bad example. Fresh breath of smoke.
We had a minor accident earlier with Tubka, Highway 14 in the vicinity of Highway 111. Please use caution there. Highway 31 out of Pine Level this morning. If you're headed to I-65 right before Laurel Hill Drive, we have an accident there. A little bit of a backup in traffic. And in Montgomery, light to mostly moderate traffic. A little bit of slow traffic, 85 southbound right by Chantilly to Taylor. I-65 southbound across the River Bridge. A little busy there this morning. No major problems. Keep it here. We'll keep you updated. Larry Liveoak, been insuring the River Region since 1988, customizing your insurance needs, giving you the perfect plan. Liveoak Insurance, Main Street in Millbrook, 285-2881. I'm Wendell J. Montgomery Skywatch Traffic.
If you're new to Medicare, the ins and outs can be complicated. At Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Alabama, our local advisors are here to help answer your questions, and we're here to help you find a Medicare plan that fits your needs. Visit bcbsalmedicare.com or call 1-844-627-5612. Now, Medicare, that's focused on you. Blue Advantage is a PPO with a Medicare contract. Enrollment in Blue Advantage PPO depends on contract renewal.